Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kimberly from Hawthorne.
Kimberly, you're caller 20.
For real? That's why we're here.
You are a winner. You got tickets to the Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis.
Stop. Oh, my God. Thank you. I've been trying so hard for my husband. Yay!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? On the show today, people are dumb. Shockingly, the story's out of Florida. Man went into a government building and called for the police and then barricaded himself in. No one knows why. What's up with Florida? A human hero dressed in a Batman onesie. The guy foiled crime in a Batman onesie. So we'll talk about that. We have the 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. We have tickets for Modest Mouse and Flaming Lips in the 5 o'clock hour. And we've still got plenty more tickets for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
What made you think that it was cool to say that?
So in the 5 o'clock hour here on K-Rock, we like to take phone calls on a specific topic. Yesterday's topic was crazy customers. Because all of you that are in sales have to deal with crazy customers at some point. And the following call, the next call that you're going to hear, is one of the weirdest. And I did not expect that this name to be involved in these calls about crazy customers.
Hello, I got the craziest customer story.
All right, let's hear it.
Frank Sinatra. I was a bartender. And it was a party for Stevie Needy Gourmet. I got him a bottle of Jack Daniels, bottle Absolute. I'm walking by with a tray full of glasses, and Frank Sinatra goes, "Hey, kid, I'll give you $200. Drop the glasses everywhere." I said, "No, I can't do it," and I walked off. The owner came up to me later and goes, "Did you just say no to Frank Sinatra?" I said, "Yeah, I don't want to look like the fool in front of all these people." She goes, "That was $20 worth of glasses." So I go back later. He stops me again. He goes, "Kid, I like you. Now go get me a fucking tissue."
I am so perplexed
by
this.
What in the hell are you talking about? So your crazy customer was Frank Sinatra.
You got it. Frank Sinatra.
Where was this?
This is at Monroe's restaurant. It is now the Sunset in Malibu.
And the crazy customer was the Frank Sinatra.
Was the Frank Sinatra. Yes, sir.
And you told him no.
I told him no, and the owner freaked out because nobody tells him no.
That is so weird.
And then he says he likes you, and what about the tissue?
No, he goes, "Kid," he stopped me again and goes, "Kid, I like you. Now give me a fucking tissue."
Oh, my God.
For what? What was he asking for?
Well, no, originally he stopped me to drop a tray full of glasses in front of this whole party of, like, the Rat Pack, CBD, Gourmet, all these people dancing and singing around the piano, and he wanted me to look like the jackass in front of everybody.
I feel like we're playing Mad Libs.
What was the tissue for? I feel dumb.
What is the tissue? He just wanted a tissue.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right, your story is strange, and I love it. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea, you're caller 20. Well done. Just in the nick of time, too. The Klein Alley Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis is tomorrow. Can you make it?
I can make it. Thank you so much.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Remember John Goodman's character in The Big Lebowski when he's destroying that guy's car, Larry's car, and it turns out it wasn't Larry's car at all?
See what happens, Larry? This is what happens when you're a stranger in the ass, Larry. This is what happens, Larry. You see what happens, Larry? This is what happens. You see what happens, Larry?
And then another guy comes out and goes, "Hey, what are you doing? That's my car." That happened in real life.
Scorned woman who picked the wrong house to take out her frustrations on. There's a felony warrant for the arrest of Drem Benjamin, wanted for violating terms of her probation following an arrest for criminal mischief. Deputies say the 55-year-old showed up at a Lee County home and took a crowbar to a truck parked in the driveway, thinking it belonged to her ex-boyfriend, who she'd recently caught in an act of infidelity. But as it turns out, she actually had the wrong guy in the wrong truck, leaving the victim with several thousand dollars in damage to his vehicle. Her act of misplaced aggression left her in jail for the night on a charge to which she eventually pled guilty. Benjamin was placed on 60 months of state probation, which meant no drugs, no booze, and attending a behavior change counseling program.
I'm sure that'll work. She won't need more.
However, she recently violated those terms, triggering a new warrant for her arrest. Benjamin has three priors on her record for drugs and other probation violations.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts, wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reiters. What's up with Florida?
Florida man wearing Batman pajamas thwarts burglary, detained suspect before police arrive.
I was sleeping and my wife was coming out of the bathroom and she noticed an alert on the phone.
So just a note that he's married.
At 2 a.m., Kyle Mivett jumped out of his bed in his Batman pajamas.
Kyle is married and yet has a Batman onesie, including footies, that he wears to bed with his wife.
Got in his truck and drove around his southeast Cape Coral neighborhood.
Still in his Batman pajamas, he's in his truck driving around the neighborhood looking for crime.
He said he found a possible burglar in his neighbor's garage. That's when he swooped in.
Is it possible for a guy in Batman pajamas to swoop in?
I grabbed a hold of their shirt and their right wrist, and I told him, I said, listen, don't try to get away.
Imagine the criminal now who is being collared by a dude in Batman pajamas. Of course he wants to get away.
Mivett says the neighborhood here in southeast Cape Coral is usually pretty calm, so he left his vehicle unlocked.
That's because you don't f*** with Batman's vehicle.
That's how the suspect was able to steal more than $800 worth of personal items.
Batman pajamas has $800 worth of stuff in his car.
Police showed up quickly after and arrested Justin Schimple. They say he'd taken two pairs of Ray-Ban sunglasses, a wrist wallet, and more than $500 worth of gift cards.
A, what's a wrist wallet? B, why are you driving around with $500 worth of gift cards?
This is a crime of opportunity. People are leaving their doors unlocked so people can get inside and steal their items.
Contractor by day, hero by night.
All right, calm down. Why Batman and not Superman?
I don't have a Superman pajama because he's kind of, you don't, if you're impervious and invincible, you're not really brave.
Right, Superman's a pussy, right? It's Kevin Reiter and Megan Holliday with Three Things at Four coming up next.
I've got a story about a pizza and fried chicken robbery, my friend.
Okay.
This is America.
Can't wait. It's Kevin Reiter. We have the 420 catch of the day coming up. At this time every day, Megan Holliday joins me for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four with Megan Holliday and Kevin Reiter.
A 26-year-old man calls off his six-month relationship after discovering his girlfriend dismissed evolution, insisting the Earth is just 6,000 years old and dinosaurs never existed. He cited irreconcilable differences, which I don't know why you need to cite anything for a six-month relationship.
You don't. But
he said that the issue was particularly around raising children with such conflicting beliefs. Though he hoped that she may consider her views, he chose to part ways rather than try to change her perspective. I would imagine she's probably a flat earther as well, so I think he dodged a bullet there. Second story, a Detroit man is facing several charges after authorities say he carried out two armed robberies against food delivery drivers just days apart. Investigators say a pizza driver told officers that he was delivering an order to a home. No one answered the door, and then the driver received a phone call telling him that they were in the backyard. Moments later, the man allegedly ran up to the delivery driver with a gun, demanded any money that the driver had, and proceeded to steal his car with several pizzas in the back seat.
Wow.
And then 2 days later, a female DoorDash driver reported being robbed when two men approached the car with a large firearm, told her to get out of the car, and then stole chicken and a pizza that were in the back seat. They didn't take her car. They just wanted the chicken and the pizza. The man was arrested the next day, and I would say that this is taking hangry to a whole new level.
Is.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, moving on to the third story. A dog named Manchus saved the day when a stick of dynamite was thrown into its home. The dog extinguished the lit fuse with her teeth before it detonated.
Wow.
She's not a trained bomb-sniffing dog or canine unit for the police. She's the family pet of a journalist in Peru who is being targeted by extortionists. By the time the explosive deactivation unit arrived, the fuse was out and they were able to extract the dynamite without any damage. This dog is a hero.
No kidding.
My dog would have tried to eat it and then it would have blown up the entire house. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This song is called Too Loud. It's a collaboration between Big Wild and Fantagram on Big Wild's upcoming album, Wild Child. He is going to be playing the Wiltern October 4th, if you want to see that. The song is Too Loud. It's Big Wild and Fantagram. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. A new song from Big Wild and Fantagram called Too Loud. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. I love Danny Trejo.
Oh, my God. He's an icon.
I love him so much. And he is part of your charity event that's going on this weekend.
Danny Trejo!
What's up? In the house.
How you doing?
Oh, God, I'm blessed. You know, I'm doing really well. Everything's good. I got a brand new knee.
You have a brand new knee.
Everybody needs knees.
Is that a difficult process to go through? Like, how is the recovery from getting a new knee?
Well, that's the heavy part of the recovery. The operation takes, you know, half a day or whatever. But other than that, but the recovery, man, this happened, 3 months ago, and I'm barely starting to walk without a cane.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's a long one.
I feel like you with a cane, though, kind of works.
That's what everybody says. It's a drag.
It's a good look.
That's Machete. He has a cane. Stay away. Well, Danny, you have always, one of the things I admire about you the most is that you have always had charity in mind. You've always been anti-drug, a counselor for people, helping kids. Tell us about the thing that's coming up this week at Trejo's Donuts.
Well, Narcan is probably the best thing they got going for drug overdoses, you know, and it's like, you know, if you OD, that's what you need, so keep it with you. And if parents, if you know your kids are using drugs, get some Narcan, you know, have it handy. That's what we're doing. We're having this Sunday, we're having a donut and coffee celebration with passing out Narcan.
Yes. So, Danny, I just want to say thank you so much. You know, I'm a co-founder of this nonprofit, Life of the Party, and you guys were so supportive. The crazy thing is this whole idea came from my friend Helen, who's a part of our team. She had a dream that we did a collaboration with you guys, and we didn't even know you did collaborations. We reached out, and you guys were so kind and receptive, and now this whole thing is happening, and it's a dream come true, literally.
That's awesome. That's going to be fun.
I know. Are you going to come hang out with us?
Absolutely.
Woo! Yes! I'm going to meet you in real life. I'm so excited. And I want to say congratulations, because I know you just celebrated 57 years sober.
And we're having a concert on my record label on the 30th. That's the day before, the night before, in Los Angeles. So,
are you singing?
No, but I'm probably doing a little dance.
A dance with the cane. Yeah, so tell us more about the event. Who's playing? And I know it's happening downtown, I think, at the Regent.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, Tierra's playing, actually, because they're, you know, the number one band. They're awesome. And the Temptations.
Ooh.
And Coda.
Well, you better make sure, though, that you know, you get some rest so that you don't forget to come and hang out with us on Sunday.
It's going to be fun. Oh, no, I'll be there. I don't drink. I don't drink anymore, so I can keep appointments now.
So on Sunday, we're going to be at Trejo's Donuts, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., which is in Hollywood off of Highland and Santa Monica. And, yeah, we'll be doing giving out Narcan, doing training on how to use it. And the really cool thing that you guys did is made us our own signature donut that's on sale now through Sunday.
Yep, it's a heart.
Yes, sir. It's in a heart. It's our logo. It's pink, and it's got the blue heartbeat on it. And, yeah, and then 10% of the proceeds from the donut sales go to us. So thank you so much, Danny.
Yeah. You've got that. You guys got that coming.
That's fantastic. Well, we love you. We love all the work you do. And thank you for being a part of this charity on Sunday at Trejo's Donuts.
Thank you, Danny.
I'll see you there. Let's save some lives.
Let's go. See you Sunday.
Thank you, Danny.
Okay,
bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
It's Joey.
Hey, Joey. You're caller 20.
Woo-woo. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
You got tickets to the Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis, which is tomorrow morning.
Oh, nice.
Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
We just had Machete on.
I know. That was so awesome.
It's crazy. Earlier, I did a story about what's up with Florida, and it's a guy that foiled a crime in his Batman pajamas. Here's the story.
I was sleeping, and my wife was coming out of the bathroom, and she noticed an alert on the phone.
At 2 a.m., Kyle Mivette jumped out of his bed in his Batman pajamas.
Just want to point out, married, living, going to bed in his Batman pajamas.
Got in his truck and drove around his southeast Cape Coral neighborhood. He said he found a possible burglar in his neighbor's garage. That's when he swooped in.
I got a hold of their shirt and their right wrist.
So imagine you're a thief.
Yeah.
And you're in somebody's garage. And a dude in Batman pajamas busts you.
I think if you're going to go down, that's the way.
That's the last thing you want. You don't want to be taken down by a wannabe Batman.
And I told him, I said, listen, don't try to get away.
I know that I'm not intimidating, but don't try.
The vet says the neighborhood here in southeast Cape Coral is usually pretty calm, so he left his vehicle unlocked. That's how the suspect was able to steal more than $800 worth of personal items.
So Batman pajamas has $800 of personal items in his car.
Wow, what a dingus.
What the?
Police showed up quickly after and arrested Justin Schimpel. They say he'd taken two pairs of Ray-Ban sunglasses, a wrist wallet.
I'm sorry, what? Did she say a wrist wallet?
Is that a wallet that just kind of dangles?
Does she mean watch?
I don't know. She had to have.
And more than $500 worth of gift cards.
This is a crime of opportunity. People are leaving their doors unlocked so people can get inside and steal their items.
Contractor by day, hero by night.
So this is the guy wearing Batman pajamas. Here he is.
I don't have a Superman pajama because he's kind of...
Oh, no.
Finish that sentence.
Whack.
He's kind of whack.
You don't, if you're impervious and invincible, you're not really brave.
You're not really brave.
Wow.
He's calling out Superman in his Batman pajamas.
He was so serious about that right now.
Yes, he was.
Defending Batman tooth and nail.
Dude, you're in pajamas. Woo. Take it easy. Yeah. You're in no position. So we want to talk to you if you wear, could we say nerdy pajamas?
Yeah, yeah.
Pajamas featuring favorite movies, TV shows, anime, comic book characters, anything like that. If you wear it to bed, if you wear a bed shirt.
Yep.
Perhaps underwear?
Yeah, underwear, yes. I really hope that there's people out there that still wear, like, Superman underwear.
800-520. No, you don't wear Superman underwear because he's not...
he's not whack.
He's not...
Or no, yeah, he is whack.
Yeah. The most entertaining story we'll get...
You got your tickets to Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips at the Greek on September 4th.
800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. You wear special pajamas?
Yeah. Me and my boyfriend do.
What are they?
Well, he doesn't look it nerdy or anything, but he's a big Batman fan. So he has his Batman pajama pants with his Crocs, Batman Crocs.
Ooh.
I do Hello Kitty or Little Mermaid. So that's my thing.
Now, if one of you doesn't have a special pair of those pants or underwear, can you sleep?
Oh, Yeah, we can. But there's something in our bed that's Batman or Hello Kitty, so we're touching it one way or another.
Wow.
Touching it one way or another. Are we still talking about pajamas? Do you wear special pajamas to bed?
Call us 800-520-1067.
Some things never change. The phones are not working. And that makes it hard to take phone calls.
Well, yeah, when you're doing a topic,
yeah,
not great.
So when the phones go out, and then you don't have anybody to give the tickets to. So we already talked to...
Yeah, we talked to Jessica, and she was the one where she wears Hello Kitty pajamas. Her boyfriend does the Batman pajamas with Crocs.
With Crocs,
that
yeah.
works for me.
Yep.
So, Jessica, you're going to go see Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips at the Greek.
Congratulations. The phones, I'm sure, will be back in seconds. But let's do People Are Dumb, shall we?
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Did you like The Big Lebowski?
I did.
The Big Lebowski, John Goodman scene where he's destroying that guy's car?
Yes.
See what happens, Larry? You see what happens? This is what happens when you f***ing stranger in the ass, Larry.
Just wrecking it.
You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens, Larry? What happened? You see what happens, Larry?
Turns out that was not the right car. That was the wrong car. That wasn't Larry's car.
Oh, my
and that
God.
Happened in this People Are Dumb story.
The scorned woman who picked the wrong house to take out her frustrations on. There's a felony warrant for the arrest of Drem Benjamin, wanted for violating terms of her probation following an arrest for criminal mischief. Deputies say the 55-year-old showed up at a Lee County home and took a crowbar to a truck parked in the driveway.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
She destroyed a truck with a crowbar.
Oh, my God.
Thinking it belonged to her ex-boyfriend, who she'd recently caught in an act of infidelity. But as it turns out, she actually had the wrong guy in the wrong truck, leaving the victim with several thousand dollars in damage to his vehicle. Her act of misplaced aggression left her in jail for the night on a charge to which she eventually pled guilty.
I'm sure she redid her life and everything's good now.
Benjamin was placed on 60 months of state probation, which meant no drugs, no booze, and attending a behavior change counseling program.
That should do it.
However, she recently violated those terms, triggering a new warrant for her arrest.
Oh.
Benjamin has three priors on her record for drugs and other probation violations.
Oh, I see.
Okay, wow. I wonder if she ever went and got the actual guy's car.
That's a great question. At least went and, apologized to that guy.
Yeah, I mean, probably not, but yes.
No, that is it for me. I am out. Megan Holiday is next.
And it's going to be your final chance. Win your way into the Klein Alley Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis going down tomorrow. So be caller 20 coming up at 6.